Well, we're not suggesting that our next guest on the show makes the worst pies in London. That was from Sweeney Todd, the musical. But one of Melbourne's most decorated chefs, Raymond Capaldi, worked at London's Dorchester Hotel, then joined Sofitel Melbourne and set up their Culinary Academy. He's won three chef's hats from the Age Good Food Guide, but now he's had a change in direction. He makes pies and fries, but not just any old pies, as he explains to our reporter Rita Ehrlich, who herself co-edited the Age Good Food Guide for 15 years.
I'm here with one of my favourite chefs, Ray Capaldi, who, as you will hear, originally came from Scotland and he's now well and truly Australian. He's had a terrific career. I met him first. He was chef at Sofitel. Then he moved to various other establishments, and his last restaurant was a gorgeous place called Hare and Grace in the city of Melbourne. It was a fabulous restaurant and bar, and I was never sure which one I liked better. But it closed when the building was redeveloped. So a chef without a restaurant is left scratching his head very often. And Ray became a consultant. He is now in charge of a really, really good pie business. Ray, how did you move from consultancy into pies?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, I was doing a lot, as you say. I went from restaurants to consultancy. And I came up where I got this consultancy where this group had a few pubs. And we were having a problem with the pies every time we went in there. There was all different sizes and there were... And this is sort of like a franchise pub group, so I thought they needed to make sure that their quality of ingredients, their quality of food was the same when they went to another pub under their name. So I decided to start off with the pies, and I came up with this sort of design, what I wanted, and I sort of based it on the English pot pie. And got someone to make it for us, and then when it came back, we... made lots of tweaks and changes, and decided that we'd start putting it on the menus. And I thought, well, this is a good pie. I'll start selling them somewhere else as well. So I had someone contract catering it for me and making the pies, and it got bigger and bigger. And then I decided, well, the consultancy thing's really good, but a lot of people don't quite understand the consultancy bit, and they really want you for nothing as well.
Yes, that's true.
And I don't really want to take on jobs that you feel you have to take it on because you need that money that month. So I thought, why don't I start a little pie business and see how it goes? And then that'll keep me in a sort of full-time job and make sure that I can still do the consultancy on the side. So here we are at Wonder Pies, and it's just blossomed. We started learning how to make a pie, and a lot of people say, oh, it's simple to make a pie, but there's a lot in it.
Oh, it's not. And yeah. A good pie is very, very rare.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And it's interesting because in Australia the pie is our kind of, used to be our national dish.
Yeah, well, they sell 228 million a year.
Truly?
Pies, yeah. And
someone's eating my share.
Yeah.
because I haven't, there's only... Apart from yours, I've only ever found one good pie where you'd eat it. Because mostly they're, the filling's not right, the pastry's not right, the balance of flavour's not right, and you don't feel well when you've eaten it.
Yeah, that's it. And I think there's a lot of, again, different techniques. And what we found, you know, as we've just discussed, it's not easy to make a pie. So we've been doing a lot of testing. We believe that we do the rough puff pastry on top and short crust on the bottom.
Why is that?
Because I believe when I've had... there's a few reasons in that one. And one reason is when I've had lots of pies in shops and bakers, I take a pie from the warmer, which is all puff pastry, and I eat it, and it's all... I feel that the butter's already turned rancid, and then it's starting to split. So you end up with this soggy pastry that's been sitting there for, say, about half an hour in that pie warmer, and it's starting to break down.
That's right, and it's been sitting at for a good pie, the wrong temperature.
Yeah, yeah, at the wrong temperature. There's lots of reasons behind that. So we sort of came up with a pie that we would actually go out and look inside people's pie warmers and break down what would last longer. And we came up with the lard, like a vegetable lard in some there, and we sometimes use pork lard or chicken lard, stuff like that, and certain gourmet pies as well.
And that's the that was the traditional thing for pies.
Yeah, yeah.
That you had a lard pastry or a hot water pastry for the bottom, and then puff pastry on the top because it was more attractive to bite into.
Yeah, exactly. And more attractive to bite into. It's got a higher degree where it'll start to melt in the pie. It gives you that long, good looking pie in the pie warmer. And it's much better to eat for the system for me. I just think that butter. If you're going to do the butter puff pastry with organic flour and French butter. We do that one, but we do not cook the top of the puff pastry. We would rather have the customer go home and get the full benefit of that puff pastry. So they need to cook that puff pastry. Whereas the other pies that we sell, we make it with lard.
Yeah.
And it's to sit in a warmer, or it's to sit on function menus, and we make sure we do that. So you get a better benefit to it.
That's really interesting, all of that. Yeah, you think a pie is a pie is a pie. But it's not. What are the sorts of fillings in your pies?
Oh, we do lots of different fillings. We've got confit duck with coffee sauce, we have your normal traditional chunky beef. We have beef and red wine, we do chicken and vegetables, we do braised beef and Coca-Cola sauce.
Really?
Which again, it may sound new, but it's been going on for a long time now. Even the French sort of do that Coca-Cola braised sauce. I got that sort of idea from Pierre Gagné in France, who's one of my heroes.
That's right, he's a great, great chef.
Brilliant chef.
And I love the idea of the French chef smelling Coca-Cola, having a taste, saying, look, I wouldn't drink it, but I can think of something else.
Cooking with it,
cooking a bit.
Because it's got all that sort of barbecue flavour as well. Yeah. It's got all that sort of sugar and marinade and elements into the Coca-Cola. So it's all there already to use in braised beef when you're cooking it. So it's a great little accompaniment to that. So we do braised beef with orange in there, a bit of twisted orange juice in there. So we do a lot of sort of different stuff. We do lasagna pie. We do what's other ones we've done? It's just, we're not trying to, we do shepherd's pie, but we're not trying to be different, to be different, but it must work as well. And we try and keep to people's tastes. So we've got all the traditional stuff, but now and again we play with all the other stuff, macaroni and cheese with cheeses on top. So we bring one out every month and we change it. We don't keep it on the menu. We change it again keep it going.
This is your research and development exercise.
This is what we do.
Trying things out, seeing what works, and keeping things interesting for your customers. Because here in suburban Boulogne, mm-hmm. where the factory is, there's also a shop.
And you're
available in certain supermarkets.
We're available in certain supermarkets, and as I say, there's a shop here. We're just about to, develop a little bit in the factory with a new shop and a new 12-seat chef's kitchen, which will become product development, but we'll be doing lunches and dinners where people can come and be entertained that night or for lunch.
I love the idea of saying to people, come on, we're going out for pies tonight. It's going to be really special.
You know, we'll say to someone, you meet at a certain point in the city and everybody's going, what's going on here? A minibus will turn up. They'll all jump in, they'll all come to, well, they don't know where they're going, they're going, where are we going? They come into this sort of factory site, they'll come through a door, and then they'll go, oh, what's this, you know? And they go, this is not going to be good. And then all of a sudden they walk into this room, and it's a surprise. It's a surprise.
That's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
You're also opening up other shops, I believe.
Yeah, I'm doing one shop in the city. That should be ready by the end of October.
Whereabouts in the city?
It's Little Lonsdale Street, 18 Little Lonsdale
Street. Oh, so it's in the top end, near Spring Street.
Spring Street side,
in Melbourne.
We decided that we got this offer. We weren't looking for a shop because we're only 1 year into the business come November, and we decided that it's maybe too soon, but we got this great offer and we decided, okay, let's just take it and we'll run with it and see how it goes.
Where's the other shop, right?
The other shops, we're just looking. We'll probably look at other avenues on the other side of the city, but we're still planning to look for the right space. Yeah.
And this is Wonder Pies all over Melbourne.
Yes, yeah, so
which is fantastic.
Yeah, so not look, it's been a big surprise for us for how well it's went. I thought in a year's time it'd be in a good place with the pies. There's still a lot of work to be done. I'm now extending that in 2 years. That I'll be comfortable with the product. Not to say there's anything wrong with the product, but I want to make the best pie for the best price and make sure that we're doing the right thing, that the consistency is always there, because the business has just went from nothing and it's gone up and up and up and up, and it's put, you know, sometimes put a little bit of stress on us, and we've had to pull back a little bit and re-gauge what we're doing.
Long live Wonder Pies, I say.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rita Ehrlich was speaking there with Chef Raymond Capaldi of Wonder Pies and Fries in Melbourne. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.